getting some in early, man.
Yeah. Oh, live from the CIAA tournament in Charlotte, North Carolina. This is the Time Joiner Morning Show. Good morning, Charlotte. Who's been to bed?
Not a one of them. Not a one of them.
You're just getting, who's just rolling in? Okay. Sybil.
Good morning, Charlotte.
J. Anthony Brown.
Good morning, Charlotte.
Wow.
This is crazy.
This is crazy. This is so crazy. This is the CIAA. It's kind of like the cruise, but on a little shorter chain. People were partying all night last night in this convention center with the hip-hop show. Who came to the hip-hop show last night?
And slept in the seat you're in now.
This is the CIAA. Okay. First of all, let me get some business out the way. I announced yesterday in the last hour of the show that I was going to do the first number for the cabin giveaway first thing this morning, like right now. And I said yesterday, previously on the Time Joiner Morning Show, I said, if you're really serious about winning this cruise and guessing the cabin numbers, I said that the first thing I was going to do in the show, first hour, first thing, right off the bat, top of the hour, was give the first number. So.
And you are a man of your word.
I am.
Yes, you are.
I am.
You're a jinx, but you're a man of your word.
So can you be listening out here and call and win a cabin? Is that possible?
Yes, it's possible.
Whoa.
Yes, it's possible. Whoa. They get through at 1-877-TJ-MS-WIN, of course. And they keep up with the numbers. Okay, Super Dave, hit the horn. So, the first number of the interior cabin that holds two people is two. The first number is two.
Write that down, Herbert.
If you know someone who's not up, who's trying to win these cabin numbers, text them, give them a call or whatever, and tell them the first number is two. The second number will come at the bottom of the hour. And then the third number will come at the top of the hour. All right. So the first number is two. Anybody here going on the cruise with us? You spent all your money on the CIAA. This reminds me, the CIAA tournament weekend reminds me of the Fantastic Voyage cruise. Because
it's nothing but grown folks.
It's grown folks. It's partying all night.
And then there's
purpose all day.
During the day, right.
During the day, there's purpose because there's all kinds of seminars and job fairs and college fairs and things like that. And then back to partying all night.
Pretty much like the cruise, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. I mean, when we rolled in yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
We rolled in from... Where were we?
We were in Fayetteville.
Oh, yeah. Previously, we were.
We have no idea. You know what the bad part about traveling every day?
What?
You got to remember a route to the restroom each day. Because it's a different
hotel,
right?
So we rolled in about 4 o'clock, and the party was already going at the bubble.
At the bubble.
The bubble.
Did y'all go to the bubble party yesterday?
Yeah. That party, wow.
Man. They were up in there yesterday.
It was packed. It's a big place. It's right down the street, and it was packed. And they were, oh, man.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you. Did we get touched up and felt up yesterday?
Yes, we did.
And we thank you.
For the tight hugs and the kisses.
And let us not forget the men that were in there who were really, really very friendly last night.
It was a friendly
thank
time.
Thank you very much.
They were very friendly.
And then last night, of course, till 2-3 o'clock in the morning, they had a hip-hop show on this very stage. And they got all kinds of stuff scheduled for later today here at the CIAA. They got... L. Varner and Jeremiah
nice.
Are going to be performing free. I think that's on this Nobel stage. Martyr. They got a Greek show. They got Frankie
they
Beverly
and
Maze.
They did that at the club last night, too. That's a lot of stuff.
Frankie Beverly and Maze are here?
Yeah, Frankie Beverly and Maze. They're going to be here. It's all kinds of stuff. And sometimes there's a basketball game. So that's the amazing thing about this tournament.
When is the basketball game?
No, they're
it's
already
going,
playing.
It's
they're
going
already
on
playing.
Now.
Going on yeah.
Right now. Yeah, it's been going on. I think they started yesterday, day before yesterday.
You might be right. A lot of people have no idea that is
no,
the
but they have been playing. They have,
a lot of people yeah. don't. They have tickets, but a lot of people don't go.
Don't even go to the basketball.
But this is nice. This is nice. This is very nice. And if you've ever been to the CIAA, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. All right. Let's get some news out the way. Let's see. The Kardashians. $100 million deal.
As, what's her name calls them? The Kardashians?
Wendy.
Wendy calls
Wendy
them
calls
the Kardashians.
$100 million deal.
$100 million.
For 4 years.
For their television show.
For everybody yeah. but Bruce.
Bruce.
Bruce should get money twice.
Bruce got to get his own.
Yeah.
They He's cut been, the girl out?
Hey,
they
hey.
They get a girl like that?
Oh, man, they do a girl like that?
Yes, they do.
That
did.
Is no way to treat a white woman. That is really.
That is.
You're so wrong.
That is no way to treat a white woman.
Do we know what the video is for Dez Bryant that's holding up his contract negotiations?
Well,
that's supposed to be Ray Rice style.
A couple of stories. One involves his mother. Remember when he hit her with his baseball hat? There's supposed to be some video regarding his mother. But there's another video reportedly from 2011 in which there was some sort of altercation in the parking lot at a Walmart.
With a baby mama?
In which a woman who's been identified as Dez's baby mama was dragged from one car to another, and one of the cars that she was dragged to or from was registered to Dez Bryant.
So why all of a sudden did this video just come up?
I don't think because
he's in contract negotiations?
I think that is it.
And somebody's trying to get some money out of
either
the Cowboys or Dez Bryant?
Or not have the Cowboys pay as much as Dez Bryant may be worth.
Oh, this may be the Cowboys putting the...
Well, I mean, Jerry Jones is not, not a man above some ill repute. And this might be a way to, lower his price a little bit.
The other video came from 2012. When he beat his mama up with a baseball cap. You remember that? Yeah, his mama.
I know, that's wrong. You don't hit your mama with a baseball cap.
No, you don't hit women, period.
No, you don't hit women at all.
And women don't hit men.
And so that video, which I saw on TMZ.
Where he hit his mama with a baseball cap? You saw that?
No, not the video of him hitting. It's the video of the police report with the mama, with Dez Bryant's mama explaining how Dez went off on her and ripped her shirt and beat him with the baseball cap.
You don't hit your mama with a baseball cap. You just don't.
No.
Although that would make a nice country western song.
Oh, my God.
That's right there for country western. I know it's wrong, but
I know. I think you have your murdered hit for next Friday.
I hit my mama with a baseball. I'm working on it.
I like it, player.
It's right there. It's wrong, but it's right there.
We got a huge show this morning
for you.
Yeah, really big show.
Yeah, a lot of people are stopping by.
Yes.
A lot of people
are stopping by. We thank y'all for getting up and joining us.
Or staying up.
Or staying up.
And the weather has cleared up.
You know what? Oh, maybe it's just me, but if a weatherman says it's going to be snow, damn it, we want snow. And if we don't get snow, we should flog him. How about that, sir?
Right in the middle of the street.
Right in the middle of the street.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he messed up a lot of
Yeah, a lot of people
A lot of people stopped in their travel because of the projected weather.
Public flogging will take care of that.
We didn't have any problems from Fayetteville.
No, but our boy Damon Williams did.
Bless his heart.
Poor Damon. He was working hard. He was hanging with us. He was doing his own thing with his comedy shows. And he got caught in Raleigh. With all of the snow there and power outages. And the power went out at his hotel, all of that.
And a comedian with no power is it's a sad thing.
So, welcome to the CIAA tournament in Charlotte, North Carolina. This is the TJMS.